Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You might be familiar with an exercise from your days at church camp or scout camp called a trust walk. The trust walk involves two people. If they're young people, usually there's a third very responsible camp counselor or support of adult keeping a close eye on the activity, and also to make sure that there's overall safety of the two individuals. The trust walk often takes place at night, where the two people are partnered together. Person A is blindfolded. Person B's role is to give very important verbal instructions to help person A get from point A to point B. And between point A and point B is usually some sort of obstacle course. These obstacles can be man-made, or natural objects like rocks or low-hanging tree branches. For the most advanced trust walkers, there may even be a creek that has to be crossed by stepping on stones one after the other, or maybe some other large barrier that has to be climbed over. The exercise helps teach person A to trust person B and to listen well and to take their time. For person B, it teaches them to communicate well and to be a responsible friend and neighbor to person A. It might take some time, but the goal is that person A gets to point B safely. The exercise is a good reminder of the fifth commandment that we do not harm or hurt our neighbor, but help and support them in every need. And if person B needs some encouragement to give good instructions and show kindness to person A, there's going to be round two, and that's when person B will put on the blindfold, and person A will be the one to give the instructions. Overall, the exercise teaches teamwork and the importance of trusting relationships and what can be accomplished when one looks out for the best of their friend and gives good instructions for life. It is easy to consider what trouble can come if the person given the instructions doesn't have the best interest at heart for the person who is blindfolded. Bruises, cuts, possibly ongoing distress and strife in relationships can be a result of a trust walk gone bad. In Proverbs 4, Solomon gives instructions to his sons. Solomon tells his sons to keep hold of the instructions, to not let it go, and to garner wisdom for their walk, a metaphor for life in a broken world. And he doesn't mince words. The giving of wisdom also comes with warning. There are two paths. One, the way of righteousness, and one, the way of wickedness. There are obvious contrasts, and Solomon has given his wisdom of what he has seen from the Lord and from his experience in life and that of his father David. He speaks wisdom so that the path of the ones he loves may be marked by safety and security in the hands of the Lord. This wisdom is also for us today as we walk the path of life, confident that God wants what is best for us. From Solomon's description, we recognize the path of wicked and the wickedness in the world around us. The wicked lead down a path that brings injury and does not want what is best, but rather wants to do harm. But also in the description of the wicked, I see myself. In sin, I give in to petty jealousy, play the blame game, and get distracted by unimportant things. These words describing the wicked are words of warning to us. For those the Spirit places on the path of righteousness, God's law brings repentance for our sins so that we might turn to Him for forgiveness and restoration to the path of His righteousness. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we tread the path of darkness. We stumble over and through everything. We are lost in sin. But through the cross of Christ, the path is restored and the way to heaven is made open. Elsewhere in Scripture, we hear about our walk in uprightness. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Romans 8:6, walking in the Spirit is peace. Galatians 5:22 and 23, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things there is no law. And Romans 6:4, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Our walk is not one we transverse by our own strength or ability. We do not clear our path of obstacles, especially the sin that so easily entangles. Rather, in the newness of life, we walk in the path made by Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, is both our path and the light of our path. Only He offers the path to forgiveness and righteousness. He speaks the words that gives life and promises eternal life. In our baptism, the Holy Spirit puts us on the way of righteousness, receiving God's grace and the gift of faith. The Spirit-directed way of our Lord is one marked by God's grace, peace, and many gifts to strengthen us on the way. By the work of the Holy Spirit, through the preaching, teaching, and reading of God's Word, we faithfully treasure it and listen to its instructions. God's Word is the light for our path and teaches us truth and wisdom. The Spirit gives us certainty of the path based on God's good promises of redemption and strength for the walk. With confidence, we know our path ends in the refuge of our Savior. At the full day when the light will shine its brightest, we will come to the end of our path on this earth, either by going to be with our Lord in heaven or on the day He returns to restore all things. We give thanks for people who are good communicators and trusting guides who place God's instruction in our ears and life. They have taught us trust in God and follow His path put before us. We give thanks for the work of the Holy Spirit that opens our ears, hearts, and minds to grasp onto the and hold unto the things God instructs us as we walk our life. We pray that God gives us the strength, insight, and courage to be those people who speak truth to those we love and with all whom we have contact with, and that we might impart Jesus as the way of light and the way of life. Holy Spirit, grant us grace to believe and walk in this path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.